Well, you're an honest guy. What do you think is going on with just on your side of the ball? What's going on with the offense?
We're not scoring enough points. I think overall, I haven't dove into the numbers, but you know, at times I feel like actually the majority of the time we moved the ball up and down the field, but we shot ourselves in the foot probably 2 minutes, you know, 4 or 5 times once we crossed the 50, got into the 40, 30 yard line. Obviously, we're playing at a point right now where kind of a no reason to hold anything back. Some fourth and shorts that we didn't convert, and kind of laying it all on the line. So, you know, when you do that and turn the ball over in that part of the field, that's not good. But overall, we're just not turning, you know, 2/3 of the drive into any points, and you know, that's not good football.
Did you feel like you had to stay in the game even though you were kind of dinged up a little bit?
Oh, I mean, I wanted to. I got dinged up with a couple minutes left, so I was going to figure out a way to toughen it out.
Brian, I'm not sure anybody imagined you guys be at this point. How shocking, disturbing, frustrating, whatever word you want to use, is it that you guys are in this status?
Yeah, those are good words, I would say, you know, but shocking, frustrating. You know, there's probably going to be ups and downs and whatnot, but we haven't really gotten out of the downs, so that's not a good thing. I think that, you know, we didn't picture ourselves. We put a lot of work in, saw a good vision, everyone bought in, and we've been tumbling down a hill now, and we haven't, you know, turned it around. So it's all of those words. Yeah, we can use all those.
Yeah, you grew up here and saw the stadium packed. I've got to play down there in Columbus. Mm-hmm. So what's it like in the fourth quarter when you look up and all you see is orange seats?
I haven't been to a ton of Browns games, but I would have to assume that was probably one of the most desolate games that we've probably seen in recent history. So I'm sure the fans are feeling as much as we are. And, you know, it's anywhere from, you know, disappointing to embarrassing to frustrating to mad. I mean, you got whatever you want to put on it. You know, I would argue if there's ever lack of effort, it's just we're not doing things the right way.
What do you think needs to change?
The win-loss category.
There may be another quarterback switch. Do you have any feelings on that?
No, I think even before we made mention of how both those guys wanted to be evaluated, quote-unquote, last week was Austin's, and I don't know what any kind of statement's been made, but you know, I think from what I understand, Johnny's starting this week. I don't know if it's for the rest of the season or whatnot. Take it week by week and look forward to getting back to work with him.
How much were you guys hamstrung by all the injuries at the receiver position?
It was tough. You know, obviously, you down to two of them. You know, I think that it makes it a little difficult to kind of do a lot of things you want to do, especially a guy like, you know, Darius coming off the practice squad, which, you know, I knew he was able to play since, you know, camp. It was just a numbers thing and opportunity given, and a lot of the plays he made was at no surprise to me, specifically in the receiver room and the offense. So good for him. I think he definitely brings a lot to the table. But at the numbers standpoint, yeah, only having two guys is pretty difficult.
As a veteran, what do you think is the missing link here? It feels as if something's just not right, or, you know, something's missing. And,
well, it's probably a little bit more than just one thing. I mean, I think to get to where we're at now, it's got to be a couple of things. You're probably at a point now where it gets difficult to a task of staying motivated to an extent. Not that you're not going to work hard, but listen, I mean, you know the numbers, you know how things are, you know that come January 3rd, it's your last game. So I'm sure there's a handful of free agents that want to stay healthy. I'm sure there's a lot that want to continue to produce. There's a lot that want to be here next year. So everyone's, you know, reasons or everyone's motive is a little different. And it just adds more to, you know, you don't want to just always take care of yourself, but you can't help but have that start creeping into each person's mind. So we've got to stay together. We've got to keep working hard. And, again, we still got to, you know, go find some wins just to finish the season out right. Because whether you believe it or not, come spring, everyone here is going to be asking, you know, well, you guys won the last two games. Can that build momentum for next year? So if we can focus on something like that and find some silver lining and get a couple wins to finish the year out to launch us into next year, that'd be advantageous.
What about Kevin Terrell? What do you think this practice week last week, does it look like he might be able to help you guys?
Yeah, I mean, I think he's in good shape. It was good. I mean, I was The one thing when guys get are off for a little while, it's very easy to not be in quote-unquote game shape, which I'm sure he's still working into. But overall, he was in good shape. You know, he still has a good grasp of the offense. You know, he'd be in with Coach Flip in Oakland a little bit. He knows the offense. And so he stepped in. I'm sure another week of practice will help, and we'll see come end of the week.
Ryan, you've got, this is your only year here, but it's been a long stretch since 99 of struggles.
Oh, I know. I'm on Twitter. Trust me, I'm on Twitter.
I know. I mean, do you understand the fans' feelings, frustrations?
Yeah, I do. I mean, that's just part of the gig. We play in the NFL, and this is the National Football League, and a lot of passionate fans follow suit, and I understand all of it.
Do you get a lot? Do you hear a lot on Twitter from
people? Of course. I mean, that's just part of the platform of social media, but good and bad, it's all good.
Well, why do you go on Twitter? Because I'm sure, not you necessarily, but I'm sure you get a lot of rounds abuse from those
players. Yeah, but I mean, it's probably even worse sitting on the bench than it is getting on Twitter. So, you know, it's all relative. Again, it's not malicious. I don't take it that way. And in the end, you know, they have passion. And in the end, you know, like anything in life, passion can go one way or the other. You can use it for a positive, you can use it for a negative. But either way, it still is passion.
Do you respond?
It depends. Depends what kind of mood I'm in. It's going to take. You guys know me too well now.
Yesterday was a rough one on the bench.
Yeah, I mean, most of them are. I mean, there's times we're winning and we're getting booed, so it just depends how it usually works. But it's give or take.
Are you excited to kind of see what Johnny will be able to do over these next?
Of course. I mean, he was playing. He's doing some great things on the football field a couple weeks back, and I expect him to continue that level of play. So I'm sure it's an additive preparation for the incoming team, and you know, again, I'm excited to play with Johnny again.
Right, does it add to the uncertainty when there's rumors about, you know, Mike Pettine's job security and those kind of things? Does that make the last four games any tougher?
Nope. I think that rumors, not having rumors in the NFL when you're at this record, I would say would be really out of the norm. So there was probably rumors before the season even started. I don't put really any weight into them.
Are you still happy that you came
here? I love being back in Ohio. I think you know, I didn't expect this kind of season this year, but overall, a quality of life, being around my friends and family, being around Northeastern Ohio, and really playing a sport I love. There's definitely no regrets.
Brian, where does the season rank in terms of all the games you played in your career?
I don't know. I have to sit down and think about that one before I give a true answer. I can't. I don't want to just wing that one. You know, frustrating, I would say. But again, I don't want to answer definitively without thinking about that.
I think that you were a good example in the game yesterday of guys not getting all the way to
final. Oh, I appreciate that. But I think turning on the film today, we saw a lot of guys doing that. Would you say 100%? I wouldn't say 100%, but you know, the majority of the guys, again, it's like we've talked before, this is going to be a large evaluated process or time, and I think that overall, you know, guys are going to be evaluated in the strongest, in the worst of times, and they'll use that information moving forward. So it isn't like they're pointless. We're still trying to build something here. We know that we're not where we want to be, and this time can be valuable if used the right time, with the right way.